Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Can I talk football here for a minute?
Dave Wannstedt.
Dave Wannstedt has guided his Bears to the playoffs, and he knows what it takes to succeed.
NFL head coach for 11 years.
The Bears came in here, and Dave Wannstedt, there's a happy group of overachievers that have been well coached.
College football national champion.
A superb game plan defensively by the Miami Hurricanes.
The party has begun in Miami.
Super Bowl champion.
They swarmed to the ball so incredibly. This speed-burning defense, number one in the NFL. Dave Wannstedt, the defensive coordinator.
Football analyst for Fox Sports and NBC Sports Chicago.
I was head coach of the All-Madden team.
Wow.
My second year, I believe it was, with the Bears. We went up and beat Detroit Thanksgiving Day.
For John Madden, and this is Pat Summerall saying so long from the Pontiac Silverdome, where the final score was the Bears 10, the Lions 6.
I just got a couple of buddies that stopped over. Whitey, bottom shelf is all the beers. Help yourself. I got all you want there.
Whitey!
Hey, Whitey, did you ever hear of Iron City Mango?
Yeah. No,
I have.
The guy...
Yeah, he said yes.
Don't say that. You'll ruin my story. Have you really? My daughters were watching, and they told me that Whitey was getting some play tonight.
Dave Wannstedt.
I see light mango, 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 mango.
With Parkins and Spiegel on 670 The Score.
From his tropical paradise in Naples, Florida, Dave Wannstedt once again with us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sportsbook. And you can see Dave Wannstedt on Twitch. How's it going, Coach?
I'm doing good, Danny. Absolutely. Yes.
Is Whitey there?
Good. Whitey's not here, but Father Jack Wall's here from Chicago, and the famous Terry Lefevre's here. Okay, his brother Timmy Lefevre, who was my ops guy at the Bears all those years. So we got some Chicagoans in the house tonight.
Do you just run like a bed and breakfast down there? Do they stay with you? Do you charge rent? What's the business model here?
No. I just, when you coming down?
I might be coming in a few weeks.
Well, let me know, and we'll do something, you know?
Yeah, something. No, I know. I heard I can't crack your golf game, though, if I come down.
No, there's no spot for me.
No, there's
no spot for you. Absolutely right. That's saying it kindly, okay? I'm not a golf. I play once a week, maybe, if I'm with the guys that I want to be with, and they call me up, and I get into a group with them and have a cigar, and that's my golf game at this point. I'm not committed to it.
I get it. All right,
Who we all with? You handling everything yourself tonight?
Yeah, just tonight, you and me. Just you and me.
Okay.
It's all right. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, it'll be fine. What do you know about Jim Harbaugh and the Bears or his desires to coach anywhere? What can you tell us?
Well, I do know, you know, that he had interest in obviously talking to NFL teams if there was mutual interest from the league. And, you know, as of last week, as far as I know, as far as I am told, that he has not been contacted by the Bears. So I got to believe that, you know, the way they do these interviews now with Zoom it's not like it was in the day where you had to fly the guy in and you're going to spend a day or day and a half with him and go to dinner and the whole bit and bring three or four guys in. I mean, these clubs now with the Zoom, they're interviewing six, seven guys, you know, two guys a day and rolling it. So I would think that if Jim was a priority, that they would have at least taken that step as far as the Bears. So, you know, whether something happens with the Raiders or another team, I have no idea, but I would be shocked at this point if the Bears became a real player in this with Jim Harbaugh.
How could they not want to have him tell them no? I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't understand either. I mean, particularly, you know, I asked Jim because I talked to him. I'll be honest with you. I'm holding back a little bit here. But I
So that's what I say. Have a sip of your drink. Have a sip of your drink. What are we drinking today?
No, I talked to, you know, I asked Jim 2 weeks ago, we were talking, and I asked him if he, how was his relationship with Bill Polian, because he played for him at Indy, and he says, you know, fine. He said, we had a good rapport. So that shouldn't be a factor. So maybe they're going to hire the general manager first, and the general manager's got a short list of coaches, and they don't want a conflict between head coach and general manager. So they're going to go that route, and that's the direction they're going to go. I mean, that's what I would figure out.
But you said you talked he does have a relationship with Polian, because it looked like Polian was there, like they just missed each other in
yeah,
Indy.
Yeah, but they have a, he said they had a good relationship. There was not a problem, you know, not a problem at all.
Okay.
Yep. So now I don't see that happening. And then I just read last week that he hired a guy from Notre Dame.
Yeah.
You know, an assistant coach to come to Michigan. So it sounds like Jim's moving forward. He was on the road recruiting today, I was told, you know. And so it looks like he's moving forward. And, hey, he's in a great position here at Michigan.
He is. He does have a great position at Michigan. Like, this is what I've been saying on the air, and tell me if it's not fair. All of these candidates seem fine, but they all have some question marks, right? Brian Flores can win. I like him a lot, but he don't get along with people. Like, at least that's what happened in Miami. Like Brian Daboll, Nathaniel Hackett. Maybe they'll be great, but they've never done the head coaching job before. Sometimes if you want to get the home run hire, the old saying, make me an offer I can't refuse. That's what the Raiders did with John Gruden to get him to leave Monday Night Football. They gave him 10 years and $100 million guaranteed, and he was like, well, damn, I guess I got to leave this cushy TV gig to go take $100 million guaranteed. I feel like there's an offer there that would get Jim Harbaugh to leave Michigan if you blew him away financially.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't think that's a factor. I really don't. And the only reason, and there's a, you know, Jim Harbaugh's offense might not be the quote, you know, what the NFL wants to see in an offense. You know, they might put him into the category of old school, right? Mentality. But the thing, and I've been saying this all along, the thing that I like about Jim, forget about my relationship with him, is that if you know what we're going to get the minute he walks in the door. We got an identity now, okay? So this is the direction that we're going. Everybody's on board. Here we go. And now I did say this earlier in the week, on a couple of different occasions. It looks like Jim's a non-factor. I would get on the plane and fly to Buffalo and offer the job, and I'm on record saying this in the Chicago papers and maybe on the Score radio, I'd offer Brian Daboll the job. Why? Why? Because the guy's worked for Nick Saban. He's worked for Bill Belichick. And Sean McDermott is a defensive guy. So when he went to Buffalo, he put this offense in from the ground level and built it. And they have an athletic quarterback. And you see him call quarterback runs that are very successful. What are we looking for? I mean, you know, it makes no – it really gets cloudy, unless there's something that maybe I'm missing. But just sitting back, talking to people and viewing this thing, that's the – you know.
I'd have no problem with it. It you know me, Dave. I want an offensive coach. You know, I think that it matters for Justin Fields, and everyone says just leader of men, leader of men, leader of men. And I get it, but when you don't have a proven quarterback – I need to know that the head coach has a plan for the offense that can be stable, that could be right here for a while, right? If you hire Brian Flores or Leslie Frazier or Todd Bowles, or you know what I mean? Like, their offensive coordinator could leave in a year or two, and then you're starting over for Justin Fields.
I agree. But I'm not a big advocate of that because obviously I'm a defensive guy.
I know.
But I get that, and I could accept that. I mean, the situation Chicago's in, we cannot afford to miss with Justin Fields. He has to be good or we are going to be set back another 5 years. I mean, there's, you know, everybody I think in Chicago agrees to that point. So why not get somebody that we know has built an offense from the ground floor with similar talent in similar conditions and has been pretty darn successful and has a record of being around some pretty good guys, I think, you know, Saban and Belichick.
Yeah, of course, absolutely. And what he's doing with Josh Allen is amazing. I want to talk to you about something that I think you can relate to certainly way more than I can, but I can relate to it in a small way. Like, when there was an opening on this show for someone who I was going to work with, I didn't get to pick who it was, but I had a vote. I had some say. And ultimately, I wanted it to be Spiegs. And admittedly, like, I know him, and we had worked together, and so it was comfortable.
Yep.
When you go through the ranks, right, Jimmy hires you. You work with Tony Wise. You hire people you know because you want to know and trust the people that you work with. That's a good thing for, like, comfort and collaboration and all that. It can be a bad thing for diversity, for outside-the-box thinking, for hiring new people. I see a lot of people with ties to the Bills organization and a lot of people with ties to the Colts organization. Is it a concern that Bill Polian is just going to steer the McCaskies in the direction of the people he knows and not necessarily go out and hire maybe an uncomfortable candidate, someone that he doesn't know as well but might be the most qualified for the job?
I would say no, because Bill is very, you know, he's as qualified as anybody that's been in the league. He's got a great track record of hiring, obviously, head coaches. We all know that. We know the names. So, no, I would not be concerned about that. I mean, if his name's going to be on it, which it is, I mean, Bill's going to – he's going to do his homework, and I think he's going to hire the guy that he thinks the best. And if you get a guy from a winning program that has done it right, I don't think we should say, oh, just because the guy's from Indy or if he's from Buffalo, that there's ties because of Bill Polian's background. I do not think that, and that would not enter my mind one bit.
How often did you hire someone to join your staff that you didn't know? Like,
I never hired anybody that – I don't think Jimmy hired anybody that I personally didn't know or – we were together, and Tony Wise was kind of that guy. If I didn't know him, I would go to Tony and say, what do we know about? And I think there was one guy that I hired at one spot that I did not have a relationship with. It was all third-party recommendations. Tony didn't know him. I didn't know him, and it didn't work out. It didn't work out. I made a mistake. I mean, and you know, if you listen to Mr. Ross's, the owner of the Dolphins, if you listen to his press conference, that's what he was saying. And I think the guy's pretty successful in business, right? And football is a business, no different than yours. And you just told a story about Spiegs. And what Mr. Ross said was, hey, we won 9 games this year. We did a great job. Basically, Brian Flores did a great job. But 9 wins is not going to win us a Super Bowl. And right now, what we have going on inside this building is not conducive for our organization to win a Super Bowl. We have got to be everybody on the same page and everybody excited about the same goals and everybody pulling the rope in the same direction. And right now, we're not. We're good enough to get 9 wins, but that's not going to get us anything. So, I mean, if you really think about what he's saying, that's what he's talking about. And that's why you were comfortable with Spiegs, because you knew he was talented. And we're talking about hiring talented people. And you knew that the relationship would work. And then it would make the team better. You and him, you know, would be outstanding as you are.
Well, and of course, I get it. And I know why it happened, and I'm thrilled that how it worked. But I can also just like acknowledge, like, and we cast a wide net. We looked at a ton of different people, and I still believe like it was the best choice. It's just I don't think that like, oh, someone was worked with the Bears in 1997. So that means that they're most qualified for this, you know. Like, I want the connection to if it's because of a personal relationship. Like, I also want them to be the best person for the job, not just the best person that we know for the job.
Absolutely, no, I totally agree. And the interesting thing is, it sounds like, and correct me if I'm wrong, that they're going to hire the general manager and then they're going to move on to the coach, right?
So that's what the reports are that they want to do, but they're doing the interviews at. You know, like Matt Eberflus from the Colts, they've apparently called back for a second interview because he also got a second interview with the Jaguars and they liked him the first time. So they're trying to keep pace with everybody, but the reports are that they want to hire the GM before the coach.
Gotcha. Who just walked into your control room in a suit with a tie on?
I'm not sure. I'm not in the control room.
Who's guy who signed your checks, coach.
Boy, the guy looks sharp.
Yeah.
Tell you what.
Yeah.
He's obviously he's standing between Tanny and Shane, so you're gonna look sharp.
That's there.
Oh, hell, come on!
yeah. Wow, little side swipe.
Throw something at me, and I'm gonna react.
I get
it, Coach. My flight gets in at 4:30 tomorrow. You'll pick me up,
Mitch. I will be there.
It's unbelievable. Casa de Wanstead. I haven't seen a private plane land in the last 5 minutes. It must be slow down there in Naples.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. It's cloudy.
Do you, there's like 3 clouds in the sky. Do you know Matt Eberflus at all?
I do not. No, I don't know really, many of these young guys. I just don't. I'll be honest with you. Nope.
No, that's all right.
I think he's done a great job, you know, and they had a lot of injuries on defense, and he was – always finding ways and coming up with schemes, hard-nosed, tough. They don't make many mistakes. They don't give up many big plays. I like all that stuff about what he does on defense.
All right, I want to go through the games with you for this weekend. First game is Bengals and Titans. The Titans are going to be getting Derrick Henry back. They've got the better offensive line. Bengals' defensive line is out, but Joe Burrow is hot for the Bengals. Who do you like, Titans and Bengals? Did you just ask for a refill from Jan in the middle of the segment?
I did. I have, yes, I did.
Can you just pretend like we're on television for a second? We're going to let you go in just a couple of minutes. I just want to run through the playoff games with you, and then you could go back to sipping
your umbrella
drinks.
I like the Bengals. I'm taking Cincinnati, okay, at home. Okay. I think Cincinnati. And
it's
the
in Tennessee.
Biggest, yes, I like Cincinnati. I'll tell you why. I think their quarterback is the closest thing from a player standpoint and an attitude standpoint to Tom Brady that I have seen. For a young kid, you look at his mannerisms, I think the guy's confident. I think the guy has swag. I think the guy is tough. I think the guy is smart. I like Cincinnati, and the hidden weapon in this game is their running back, Joe Mixon. And to me, going back to his Oklahoma days, when Joe Mixon gets the ball, he makes me get out of my chair because I don't know, you know, he has that type of ability.
The Saturday night game at Lambeau, Kyle Shanahan against Matt LaFleur, Niners and Packers.
This will be Green Bay's toughest game, I believe. This will be it because – think about this. The Niners run the type of offense and defense that weather is not a factor.
Yep.
You know, they could care less if they threw the ball 10 times and ran it 60. So this will be the Packers' toughest game. I believe the Packers win. I think the Packers win this one. They take it the distance.
Rams and Bucks is the first game on Sunday.
Boy, I have a tough time even saying this. I look for the Rams in an upset.
Really?
I'm a Tampa fan. Tampa fan for a lot of reasons. I wouldn't bet on this game, but I don't know. I just I saw Aaron Donald in that defense, and it's just different. You know, it's different. I mean, you wouldn't think that a defense and a couple of defensive linemen could take over a game like they did versus Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
Who had one of the best completion percentages. People don't realize this. The last three, four games, he hadn't thrown an interception. He was completing almost 80% of his passes. He had one of the best ratings completion-wise in the NFL.
Dave, he didn't look like himself in that game. I thought he was injured. I didn't know who I was watching.
About the second play when Aaron Donald hit him up under the mouth, that'll do that to you.
Yeah, I guess. You know, I was saying about the Rams yesterday, they're a team where people go to, like, reclaim their career.
Yeah.
And, you know, they haven't won a Super Bowl yet, obviously played in one. But, you know, like, Leonard Floyd struggles here, goes there, looks really good.
Yep.
Odell Beckham struggling in Cleveland, goes there, looks really good. That, to me, is, other than obviously winning a Super Bowl, like, that is the sign of a healthy organization. If players go there and look better than they did at their previous stop.
You know who else I really caught my attention was their running back, Cam Akers, who came
He's healthy now.
Off of an injury. Wow. Yeah. He made a difference. I mean, you know, and that takes a lot of pressure off of Matthew Stafford, and here we go. So I kind of – only because of their defense. I just think their defense is that special.
Marquee game of the weekend, the rematch, Bills and Chiefs at Arrowhead.
I'm all about the Bills, and I'm going to stay with them. I've been on the Bills all year. I know they had that one bad game in Buffalo in the blizzard or whatever you want to call it. Last week, let me just say this. I could have watched that New England-Buffalo game for 6 hours. As a coach, as a coach, that was masterful. The way they called plays, the way they – it was a run. It was a play-action pass off of it. It was a quarterback movement. It was a screen. I mean, that was – and that's Bill Belichick. He was on his heels the entire game. That was a thing of beauty. And I've been on the Bills all year. The defense showed up, and we have not seen – the one thing that the Patriots did all year, they were – almost every game, they were known for their physicality. The most physical team in that game was the Buffalo Bills. And that, to me, that's I'd like that.
Josh Allen remind you of anyone?
Boy. The way people fall off him, Big Ben, when he was a rookie in his first year, but Ben wouldn't run like that.
Right, he's fast.
I mean, they call quarterback runs. He's their best running back. I know Singletary had a big day.
Yeah,
but Josh Allen is their best runner with the ball. The guy, he's a different, and I hope that we see Justin Fields kind of in that mold. That's my point with Brian Daboll, the offensive coordinator up there. Take that game plan and run it against our opener next year, whoever it is, and we'll win the damn game.
I'm with you. If they can't get Harbaugh, to me, Dable would be a great hire. I'll have questions. It'd be similar to Matt Nagy for me. Like, he would check all
similar
the
to Matt Nagy? Brian Dable? This guy's been calling plays for about 10 years. Not 10 years. I'm exaggerating.
The play calling part is, sure.
That's the deal, being able to make a decision.
Well, but being a head coach. He's never been a head coach.
Right.
How much?
True.
He's got five Super Bowl rings because he was with Belichick.
I agree, but I hear that.
There's a difference, right, between being the number two to Jimmy and then when you did it yourself for the first time. There's a difference. You proved to be able to do it, but there's a difference.
Absolutely.
So that's my only thing. Like it doesn't mean he can't be great. Everyone's got to get their first shot sometime. But it would be the thing I would want to know. Well, Dave, listen, I know you only got time for the one segment today. That one cloud that was behind you moved, so now it's back to a cloudless sky. Congratulations, and enjoy your Bradshaw bourbon. What are we drinking?
That's all I'm drinking. Last week, the flight to L.A., Jimmy and I flew to Gainesville, Texas, and guess who we picked up?
Yeah, Terry Bradshaw. How was the
– Terry Bradshaw with a jug of his bourbon in hand. Absolutely.
All right, so I had a question. did you have to go to Miami – to then leave, or did Jimmy fly from Miami to Naples?
No.
Did he stop twice?
His pilots are in Fort Lauderdale, so he's got a 45-minute drive from the Keys to Fort Lauderdale, and I drive across. They get a car. I go across Alligator Alley. It takes me about an hour 20.
And, okay, we so, meet, you, so you we meet at there, the plane.
We meet at the plane.
Yep. What is served food? So I know that you guys drink your what do you drink? Some Heineken, some beers, and then
well,
you get
Jimmy
the Bradshaw
is Heineken,
bourbon.
With Terry is bourbon. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And then Jimmy had a whole flock of Kentucky Fried Chicken. You know, a whole flock.
A whole flock
it.
Of fried chicken for the flight.
It was great for us. You know.
Yeah, that sounds clogged
those arteries.
Yeah, it sounds, and you're going to work. It sounds,
and we're
it sounds
going to
perfect.
Work.
All right, right, Dave, have a good week. We'll talk soon.
All right, guys.
All right. That's Dave Wanstead living his best life, drinking bourbon, asking for refills during his segment, and recounting having Kentucky Fried Chicken and bourbon on Jimmy Johnson's private jet. It's not a bad life if you can get it.
Yeah, but that 45-minute drive, though, it sounds kind of like
that's
hassle.
True. I mean, yeah, really? We leave Chicago to avoid the traffic. I mean, God, that windshield time in his Mercedes, that must be so hard for him in his heated garage at one of his five houses on a golf course. We have Mike North to kick off our interview series. We're going to have 30 guests for 30 years leading up to our 30th celebration, which is All-Star Week of the baseball season, which is really ambitious of us thinking that we know when All-Star Week is going to be. But Mike North at 5 o'clock, some absolutely insane audio next on The Score. Thanks to Dave Wanstead for joining us. We'll talk to Mike North about Les Grobstein and 30 years of The Score. Catch up with Pappy at 5 o'clock. But you know, media and journalists and reporters, they get a bad rap these days, and I won't stand for it. We put ourselves in harm's way. I mean, not so much me. I give sports takes into a microphone from the comfort of my own home, but many people,
you are the enemy of the people.
No. Many people put themselves in harm's way. This audio is just spectacular on a number of levels. It comes from West Virginia, WSAZ is the station. And everyone is going to focus on the female reporter in the field because she gets hit by a car, and that is an important thing to focus on. But let's also not let the anchorman in the studio, the comfort of the studio, go unnoticed in this clip from West Virginia.
Tori Orge joins us now live in Dunbar. And Tori, they're not seeing any flakes but wet roads. And now we're starting to experience, unfortunately, in freeze thaw, we see this, water main breaks.
I just got hit by a car, but I'm okay, Tim.
That's first for you on TV, Tori.
Woo! We're all good. I'm okay. Yeah, you know, that's live TV for you. It's all good. I actually got hit by a car in college, too, just like that.
Wow.
I am so glad I'm okay.
Yeah.
You're okay. You're okay. We're all good. This is, you know what? It's, one
sure
woman
you're
band.
Okay, Tori?
We're good, Tim. Ma'am,
you, sure you're
you
okay?
are so sweet, and you are okay.
I am so sorry.
It is all good. You know, I... Oh, Lord.
So you...
You know, it's my last week on the job, and I think this would happen.
So you were
specifically
bumped in,
to me, Tim.
Were you bumped down low, Tori, or were you hit up high? I couldn't really tell from looking.
Oh, I don't even... Do you know if I was bumped down low or up high, sir?
I just saw you disappear.
I don't even
out of
know. I don't even know, Tim. My whole life just flashed before my eyes. But this
happen.
Is live TV and everything's okay. I thought I was in a safe spot, but clearly we might need to move the camera over a bit.
Yeah.
So let me do that while I'm thinking
you're in,
of it.
Now, just to set you stage
you
for
know?
You, once again, Tori's in an area right now. There has been a water main break, so there are emergency vehicles around there. And a lot of times what we have seen in those kind of situations
yeah.
are in, when emergency vehicles are around, there's a lot of confusion from people about drivers, about where to go. So it's possible
people
that's
get
what
distracted
happened there.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Slippery over there.
Oh, man.
Tim, can you show some compassion for Tori, please? He goes, his first reaction to seeing his colleague get hit by a car is that's a first for you. And then she has to say, actually, Tim, no, it's not. I was hit by a car in college. The flash flood is no longer the story. The story is the reporter who's been hit not once, but twice by a car, this time on live television, and lives to tell about it without cursing.
She's out there filming her own stand-up. She has to physically move the camera. That woman should work for the Today Show tomorrow. Like, the poise, she was dealing with inconsiderate Tim while on TV.
He's in Max Fantasy League, right?
Inconsiderate Tim. Yeah, absolutely. With Golf Boy and the Gridiron Assassin and Inconsiderate Tim. She hit by a car on live TV. Her coworker doesn't care. She's apologizing to the driver, and she moves the camera and gets back to talking about a flash flood. And she's saying it's my last week on the job. I hope that she either has a huge promotion lined up or she's getting out of the business entirely.
She's going to Pittsburgh, WTAE in Pittsburgh.
That's not a big enough market. It's a great city. It's a huge upgrade from Dunbar, West Virginia. But good Lord, Tori.
I just got hit by a car, but I'm okay. Tim,
that's first for you on
okay.
TV, Tori.
That's
we're all
first
good.
For you on TV,
I'm okay. Yeah, you know that's live TV for you. It's all good. I actually got hit by a car in college too, just like that.
Wow.
I am so glad I'm okay.
Yeah.
You're okay. You're okay. We're all good.
Tim is a heartless bastard.
I hope Layla's listening. She's got that Philly accent going. Yeah. I think the Layla recreation of this in my life more than anything. I'm okay.
And it's just, Tim, he has to be single and alone, right? Like, that guy has no care
Hey, watch what? It.
We're not all like that.
Shane. In 40 years.
Danny's like, what's the worst thing you can say about someone? That they're single and alone. Imagine being one of those losers. Oh, sorry, Shane.
He doesn't have any empathy for anyone other than himself my point.
He's dead inside for sure.
Dead inside. Right. So maybe he's married. But like, he is, that guy absolutely has lost the plot. He has lost all frame of reference that he is on live. He thinks that getting back to reporting on the flash flood is the top priority in that moment when his young colleague who's out there alone got hit by a car and his first reaction is, well, that's a first for you. How about, are you okay? Oh my God, let's cut away and get some paramedics on the scene immediately. Jesus, Tim. I'm so happy that she's leaving.
If you did watch that video, and I know you did, the car kind of approaches her slowly. So I think Tori might be being a little bit dramatic.
Always the contrarian. She got hit by a car and said her life flashed before her eyes.
And then Tim said, that'll happen.
Yeah, that'll happen.
This had to have been staged.
This guy, Tim.
The WGN
I wanna know
Morning News staged this.
Oh,
yeah, if it wasn't staged, the WGN News is definitely going to have their own version of it.
Yeah, Marcus LeShock's going to get hit by a
roller coaster.
Yeah. It's going to be on the tracks. Raging Bull.
Oh, we love you.
Oh, my gosh. I just got hit by a car, but I'm okay. Okay, Tim.
That's first for you on TV.
Well, that's a first for you on TV, Tori. That person has no soul. Tim, I can't believe it. Every time it's the believer. Like, we didn't edit it. There was no like, oh, you just edit out the are you okay? No. That is unbelievable.
That is some low market TV stuff too. She's doing her own stand up, filming her own stand up shot, like camera on a tripod and stuff. That's stuff that Layla would be doing in Texas.
Right.
Yeah.
That is just remarkable stuff. And then at the end, she's back to reporting on the flash flood. Honestly, she should rescind her acceptance of the job offer in Pittsburgh. She should just rescind it. She will get a bigger job off of how she handled that right now. I hope she has an agent. And if she doesn't have an agent, call me. We can make this work for you.
She's like Harbaugh, no agent.
Yeah.
She's also interviewing for the Bears head coaching job.
And also enjoys milk with her steak. It was an odd choice. We didn't expect it. But yeah, she needs a bigger job than certainly West Virginia and frankly Pittsburgh. Mike North in 20 minutes. Parkinson Spiegel on the score.
Oh my gosh. I just got hit by a car, but I'm okay.
Whoops, we had a little accident here. Let's help her up, guys. Give her help. And you know what? I hope she's okay. It's slippery over there.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. It's slippery over there. Mike North will join us at 5 o'clock. Got to be careful. Slippery over there. My driveway, the ice melted, so it's no longer slippery. It's the perfect way to handle shoveling snow incorrectly. If you missed Paul Konerko earlier in the show, we're going to bring it back for you after Mike North. He was just so lovely and pleasant and jovial about Les Grobstein and the Lee Elia recorder and rant that if you missed it, you absolutely have to hear it. So that's going to come up after Mike North. John Greenberg handicapped the people's chances at replacing Les Grobstein. And I haven't been able, I wasn't at the funeral today. We're going to be re-airing it at midnight, 2 a.m. and 4 a.m. in Les's time slot. So if you missed the eulogies from Bruce Levine, David Schuster, and Mitch Rosen, you could tune into Les's show in time slot tonight and you could hear it. But so I haven't been in the studio because I'm recovering from a positive COVID test and some symptoms. I wasn't able
again,
to
again, you keep calling your COVID diagnosis positive, and we don't, back here in the studio, we don't understand why you think it's a good thing.
Yeah, I know. I tested positive for COVID, but it is a negative outcome.
Okay. Positive for us, negative for you.
But no, I know you guys are enjoying it. Spiegs is gone and I'm gone. It's pretty much Tandy's Christmas. But I'm curious, has there been talk, because Mitch Greenberg said that Mitch texted him in that piece that Mitch wanted to keep overnights local. Have you guys heard anything? Because you guys have been in the office and around. Like, I haven't heard anything. Have you? Can you, anything you can share, Shane? You know everything around
there's
here.
Nothing I can substantiate, but I can confirm that, yes, we are going to stay local in some sense. Whether that's the full 5 hours or a truncated version of that, I'm not entirely sure yet. But we will be local in a sense.
In a sense, we will be local.
They okay, might has just start miking people at home and getting their snores in.
Has a decision been made?
No, I don't believe a decision has been completely made yet.
Okay. You know more than you're able to say, which means I'm going to just start asking you questions until I get you into a bad spot.
What is every segment around here is someone who knows more than they can say? Or Shane, Iwani earlier.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, every segment counts, though.
Every segment counts.
Every segment here counts.
All right, Shane, is the person or persons that are being considered for...
I'll stop you there. I don't know of a person or persons being considered. I just know that we will be local.
In a sense.
We'll be local, Danny.
Okay, we'll be local. We'll be local. I like that. Now, the list was good that John Greenberg put together, I thought. He omitted Dean Davis, who had filled in overnights and done a good job, but then he put them in later, which I thought was a good move, and I thought those guys were very good when they did it. I've been on with them multiple times. Mark Grody as the favorite makes sense because he reveres the 85 Bears. He's jovial. He was very close to Les. I mean, obviously Bruce is close and Schuster's close, but in terms of like the people that are, you know, in and around the station all the time, he was probably the closest to Les of the current on-air staff. And then Herb got to mention, my guy Mark Carman got to mention. I think he said that Carm is funny enough and quirky enough and weird enough to take the job. I can pretty much confirm that that's not happening. I would love it to happen, but I do not believe that is happening. Anyone else on the list from John Greenberg jump out to you guys? Adam Studzinski is the last person who filled in for him. Nick Shepkowski got a mention as another sports Rain Man trivia savant. I once thought that that was Shep's destiny.
I thought so too.
Was to replace Les, but we were hoping that'd be like 10 years down the line.
Now, I've said publicly that, you know, Shep should have taken over the overnight shift the day that he beat Les in trivia.
That should have been the stakes. Les should have been playing for his job in like a Hunger Games style thing. That's the way you send out a legend, really, is to embarrass him in trivia to someone 30-something years younger, ask present-day trivia questions, and then take his job away. But anyone on that list jump out to you that I haven't mentioned? Because he put Grody in as the heavy favorite.
I mean, just like the real sick part of my brain wants it to be Ronji, you know, because you are coming out, you know, that's basically an extended post-game show. You know, get him on right after a game and just have callers yell at him and have him get irritated. That part of me just wants that, nothing more, you know, than anything in the world.
Ronji hates himself enough already. I think that would make him hate himself even more.
Yeah, you know, and what I kept thinking about is, like, Les, he preferred it. Like, I don't know that he would have preferred Afternoon Drive. He loved it. You know, he loved being able to watch the games, be caller-driven. Mitch said it beautifully in the eulogy that the callers were his guests and his co-hosts. That's exactly right. And then the callers on overnight radio, they will take you in any direction. It is often not going to be present tense. Like if it was the day after a Bears game or the night of if the Bears played Sunday Night Football and the post-game show ran right into Les, then of course he's going to be talking about the Bears game. But it was often like talking about anything. And so I can't imagine Chris Ronji wanting that job. Maybe he would, but like, he would be talking about current events, and he would just have an aneurysm yelling at callers the whole time. Like, I was talking with Herb a little bit at off air because Herb was mentioned as a potential candidate for the job in that Athletic piece. And Herb's like, I wouldn't be able to talk with the callers like that, like Les would. So, I don't know. I'm happy that we're keeping it local, though. Like, that, it means more to me than it probably should.
In a sense.
Local in a sense. Yeah, so maybe like a best of. I'm trying to read between the lines here because I honestly know nothing. So a best of, that would be local in a sense, and that'd be better than national. But, you know, there's something about it, man. There's something about 2 a.m. being able to call in and talk about whatever the hell you want. Like you're sharing a conspiracy theory with Art Bell on Coast to Coast AM. Like there's something about that, of having someone, maybe Art Bell.
He passed away.
Yeah, well.
What about Sidney Pollack? Is he available? You guys seem to like him a lot.
He's not available. Hey, just enjoy rewatching the Sopranos episode.
Yeah.
Before we get to a break, let's go to Henry on the south side. Hi, Henry.
Chris, this is Henry. I call you all the time.
How you doing, sir?
I cannot complain. I'm not going to boo Adam Dunn because, first of all, I root for the White Sox. Hold on one minute, Chris. Let me have a large, bright, heavy ice.
Okay.
That's it. Chris, I'm into rooting for the White Sox when they're going good and when they're going bad, okay?
Yeah. Hold on a second. Would you get me something?
What you want, Chris?
What? Did you already drive through?
I'm going through the drive-thru.
But you already passed the speaker, right?
I can bag up.
What if somebody's behind you?
I got a White Sox sticker on the back of my car. They know the move.
Ha! Nice. That guy stuck the landing. That is fantastic. Hold on a second, Chris. It is the essence of what he would be dealing with.
I miss Chris so much.
He's the best. That's great. That is fantastic. I've had it happen before. Someone puts you on hold when you're taking the call, gone to the caller who's asleep, so you actually put him to sleep between the time when he called in to talk about what you were talking about. Les Grobstein, a very patient man and a saint. 30 years of the score. We're going to be talking to 30 guests over the coming weeks and months to remember and honor the station. No one better to start with than Mike North, next on the score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.